If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across the state of Wisconsin. Hello, everybody listening on the Civic Media Radio Network. Did you get that app on your phone yet? Civicmedia.us is where you get all the details, plus all the details on all the shows. Civicmedia.us, Rocker.
Jimmy, Rock Onton is a not-for-profit program. It's a statewide garage band competition for 7th through 12th grade musicians of all musical genres, and they are form a group outside of school. A musical group. The garage band competition is in its 19th year, and producer Dennis Graham Associates has teamed up with the Madison Area Music Association, aka the Mamas, Jimmy, to join the effort to provide opportunity to statewide youth musicians. The band application process for the 2023 season opens March 1st and ends April 30th. And on the phone with us to tell us all about Rock Onton is founder Dennis Graham. Yeah. Dennis, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Boy, Rocker, how you doing? And thanks so much for letting me be on tonight. And Jimmy, good to see you as well.
Good to see you, man.
Appreciate the opportunity.
As promised.
Appreciate the opportunity.
As promised earlier, I'm drinking a beer for you right now.
Sorry I can't be in the studio with you, but I appreciate that, man, from... As an Irishman, I appreciate it very much. I appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. Yeah. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Thanks, Dennis. Before you created Rock Onton, you worked in the music industry producing music festivals, managing bands, working with the Wizard of Waukesha, Les Paul, and legendary guitarist Steve Miller. Tell us a little bit about Dennis Graham's musical journey.
Well, you know what? I've always been in love with music. I've seen thousands of bands. I was always the kid on the side watching the drummer, you being a drummer with Iron Plow. And sneaking in down at UW-Whitewater, you know, 55 years ago, I should say, I'm long in the tooth to see the Turtles when I was 13 years old at UW-Whitewater. And cool bands like that. And I've had a very eclectic career from working on Capitol Hill in D.C. to, starting to get into helping out bands, taking bands down to South by Southwest with a reggae festival and other festivals, and working with cool guys like yourself with the Atwood Festival and that features these young bands. And it just kind of fell into, I always thought that there was really no forum out there, no showcase for young bands, 7th to 12th grade. You know, they can't play in bars. And so this has come to fruition now over 19 years. I have a great partnership with Summerfest, and I look forward to seeing, by the way, as you said, young 7th to 12th grade garage bands sign up at Rock Onton, rockonsin.org, and you can catch us on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and it's free to apply to send in your one song cover original video, and you may be one of the top 10 announced on May 15th. We close the application, start March 1, close on April 30th. Again, it's free. In all top 10 bands, we'll get Shure microphones, and I can tell you about other prizes.
Yeah.
But you may be one of the 10 that get in to play a 20-minute showcase at the world's largest music festival, Summerfest.
So, Dennis, let's back up just a little bit, because we want to make sure that we understand. So, high school kids, give us the age limit again.
It's 7th to 12th grade. So, basically,
if they're in a band,
18-year-olds.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if there's a kid out there listening to the show, they like local music, local rock, and they want to start a band. They got one going in their garage, and
yep.
So they should apply to this, right?
Absolutely, and you know, we've seen some awesome bands come through, and I know you guys got some tunes by the Diddy Makers mm-hmm. that were our runner up in 2022 from Walsall West High School, and we've had some great bands out of Madison's backyard. I mean, it's everybody from, you know, going back to the days of Distant Cousins, who are the Cuz now today, to everybody from Flying Fuzz. Those are heavy metal monsters. And by the way, last year, our first ever heavy metal group, Dead On, from Muskego High School, Sacrament won it. And they were phenomenal. And then you've got You Got the Message and Brady Katarkis and his great funk outfit and Gabe Berdula. Just a lot of great
Quick and Painless
bands that have come out of the Madison area and continue today to still perform. Another one was Quick and Painless. Now they're Mountain Air today. So just a lot of talent out there, and it's fun to be a part of, you know, promoting and encouraging these young bands.
Where do the majority of the kids come from, geography-wise, within the state of Wisconsin? Is it here in the Madison area, Milwaukee, up north?
Really, you know what? I mean, a real gold mine is the Eau Claire area, the Fox River Valley area, Madison, yes, Milwaukee land. But, I mean, last year we had bands, you know, coming from Ashland and Park Falls, Shawamigan High School, a little Stitious band. They were a great kind of horn-driven band. Mm-hmm. You know, to the Geology Club. Well, they played Rocker at your Atwood Festival.
I remember Geology Club.
Washoe West High School. Yep. And, you know, to bands such as, you know, what we once had in Lake Mills and like I said, Sacrament, Muskego. So they're from all over. Green Bay has had a lot of winners come out of that area, Wausau. So it's a menagerie of bands and of many different genres. We'll have everything from country to rock, of course. And, you know, we've only had one all-ladies band win it. That was Eminence. They were outstanding out of the central Wisconsin area. But, you know, we have reggae bands and rap. And you can, you know, we've had young bands, rap groups come in, but you can't steal Clyde Stubblefield's beats. There's no looping. There's no sampling. There's a great $8,000 kit up there at the Summerfest Johnson Control stage. But you only need to have at least two instruments. So we've had, you know, guys up and gals up, you know, spitting lyrics with just like a bass player and a drummer. You know, so it's all genres of music, and we see that, and just a tremendous amount of talent.
I love the love throwing for Clyde. Get the drummer some, you know. Hey, Dennis, that's great.
Talk about
Rockonson's relationship with the Mamas. The Mamas are is both near and dear to all of our hearts. Talk about the Madison Music Association or Madison Area Music Association.
Yeah, absolutely. The Madison Area Music Association, Rick Toit and Roy Elkins, who have been tremendous supporters of Rockonson. They are my 501c3 fiscal receiver. That's how I get support. I have 21 radio stations that are all in kind and 6 TV stations, but then I have those that give in kind, whether it's Sure Mics, and we could talk about that, or give a donation funding. And the Madison Area Music Association does tremendous things in putting instruments into the hands of young musicians and basically the age group that I'm talking about. And it's all about putting instruments in their hands and giving them lessons that you didn't have when I was going to Whitewater High School many, many years ago. And you had now every you know, school today has a drum kit. Which, you know, Rocker, I don't know if you were in high school, had a drum kit when you were going to high school. Mine didn't. But, you know, so, you know, I mean, I hung, you know, the marching band cymbals from a music stand here, and I had a snare drum, and that was about it, man. I played drums, too. But, you know, that's what it's all about, is giving opportunity to these young bands. And I will go back to every band that makes it as a state finalist. Not only do they get a 20-minute showcase set, they can play cover original, it doesn't matter, but they all get Sure Mics, one instrument, one vocal mic with cords. The winning band, fellas, get another Sure wireless vocal mic system. The winning and runner-up band, so last year's Sacrament from Muskego High School and the Diddy Makers, the runner-up, from Wausau West High School, they each had a 40-minute second set, and they played on the Briggs & Stratton Big Backyard stage. And then both of those bands had recording time at Mike Olson's Blast House Studios in Madison. 12 hours for the winner, as it'll be again this year, and 8 hours for the runner-up.
Wow. Fantastic.
And so, yeah, I mean, it's free. And I wish I could take more than 10, but it'll be over 2 days. Those days will be announced shortly. And so, yeah, we're really looking forward. The talent is amazing. I've seen so many bands from back in the early 60s, one-hit wonders, and some of these bands are better than those one-hit wonders that were coming through in the late 60s. So that's how talented some of these young musicians are.
It's absolutely magic. Absolutely magic. Dennis Graham from Rockonson. Dennis, we only got a minute left here. Please, one more time, just wrap it up in a big bow. How can people apply?
Sure.
And give us the important details there.
You bet. Okay, Rockonson is the band application period. Actually, we made the band application page live 3 days early. It's supposed to be open March 1st. It's open right now if you want to sign up. It's free. You're going to send in your one song original cover or one song on video, either cover or original. It does not matter. It doesn't matter what your genre of music is. And so we want you to send that in before the application deadline closes on April 30th. And on May 15th, we'll announce the top 10 bands that will play over 2 days at the state finals at the big gig at Summerfest. And again, you want to go to Rockonson, just like it sounds. It's a takeoff of Wisconsin. Rockonson, rockonsin.org. You can catch us on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. We're going to be putting up a lot of cool ads and pics and video of bands that have performed in the past. And so, yeah, we welcome any 7th to 12th grade Wisconsin musician in a band of two or more musicians. And again, guys, only it can only be from Wisconsin. They're already trying to sneak in, man. The Gophers from Minnesota and the
that might be
Illini down.
Dennis, my band Iron Plow, you know, we look really young. Can we still try and join?
Well, you know what, man? Tuck your hair up under the cap if you still got some and see what happens. You know, you never know, bro.
Also, so, I feel responsible about out-of-staters contacting you because I've been insisted that Rockford is part of Wisconsin as far as the music scene is concerned, but that's me.
Well, you know what it is? I mean, just Cheap Trick alone, right?
Right, yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah. Hey, Dennis, it's great to chat with you. Congratulations, and we appreciate your work with what you do with the kids.
Thanks,
for
Dennis.
Rockonson, supporting the local music scene. And please keep in touch as things happen. Get back on the show here. Get a hold of Rocker. All right, we'll get you back on, man.
Very good. Hey, Rocker and Jimmy K, thanks so much. And everybody there at 92.7 Mad Radio. And hey, Rockonson, Wisconsin Youth Garage Bands, rocking the Badger State, baby.
All right, let's do it. The Diddy Makers. These guys, what, were winners? Runners up last year, Dennis?
Runners up in 2022. They're a great rock outfit out of Wausau West High School. Very, very talented.
Yeah.
Group of guys. And you bet, man. They were a treat to see, and they put out a. They just recently put out an album, Diddy Making Volume 1.
We're going to play two tracks off of it.
Okay, cool. You can get it off of Spotify, Apple Music, all of the streaming services. So, yeah, Diddy Making Volume 1, the Diddy Makers, Wausau West High School. Very talented cats.
Absolutely. The pride of Bull Falls Radio, WXCO up in Wausau on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's the Diddy Makers on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.